This is the Big E Sports Show
on the Sports Map Radio Network.
From the Sports Map Radio Studios, here's Elissa Walker Campbell.
Hey, welcome in Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker Campbell. We've got you covered over the next 2 hours and getting you ready for the big matchup, Super Bowl 57, the most anticipated sports championship and the biggest television program of the year. Chiefs, Eagles, and we want to hear from you live on Twitter at eradiosportsinfo, at eradiosports.com, podcastarena.com, and you can download our app. Never miss a moment with the latest sporting news and trending stories and all the highlights. And of course, our 2 hours being brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career where you will love flexibility, great pay and benefits at one of the country's top workplaces? You know what? They make it so easy. Come join the growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. We're ready to talk some Super Bowl, and who's going to join us first is Mike Pritchard. He is the lead NFL analyst at VSEN and looking forward to a super showdown. How are you on this Saturday, Mike?
Elissa, I could not be better. I am so excited, so hyped up for this game. It is through the roof with me in terms of my excitement, anticipation. I think we're going to have a great matchup coming on Sunday.
Hey, it is the ultimate weekend for sports fans, and so let's just get right to it. I want you to roll up your sleeves. You got to get your work done, Mike. So break down the Super Bowl. What do you expect from the Eagles, and what do you expect from the Chiefs?
Well, see, I've been lathered up since Monday, so I'm ready to go. I'm already warmed up.
Hand in the dirt, honey up, right?
Yes, right. That's right. I think we're in store for a treat because neither one of these two teams want to play from behind. I mean, I think the Chiefs are capable of playing from behind and getting into the game, maybe still having a chance to win it because of who they have at quarterback. But if you look at the Eagles, they're front runners. They've been front runners all year long. I think it's been top heavy in the NFC as well. And when you look at the nature of teams, like when you look at their makeup, you know, the Eagles are highly comfortable when they have a lead. But when they are behind, that's when things kind of unravel for them. So I expect an aggressive game plan from the kickoff, right? We have two offensive-minded head coaches, and I think there's not going to be a feeling out period. I think we're going to see fireworks from the opening kickoff for the whole 60 minutes. So I'm looking forward to that type of matchup. I hope it plays out that way.
Chiefs-Eagles tomorrow, 6:30 kickoff Eastern time on Fox. The countdown is on. For the third time in 4 years, the Chiefs will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl, and the Eagles seek their second championship in 6 years. Of course, they won in 2017, and we were talking about the Eagles. A lot of people are really excited about what they may be able to accomplish tomorrow. What were your expectations for Jalen Hurts and for the Eagles this year?
You know, I actually had Dallas Cowboys winning the division.
Okay, that's my guy.
Okay, there you go. Because of Dak Prescott, because of continuity,
Sure.
I thought Jerry Jones had set the standard, you know, a deep run in the playoffs. They got okay, not a deep, deep run, but an okay run in the playoffs. But I think I was shocked that the Eagles went as long as they did being undefeated. And so that was actually shocking. But then once they got the momentum, and then you actually peeled back the layers and you saw how great they are and how well coached they are and how much fun they were having. It was something that was less shocking if you look at all that. So I gained respect with the Eagles along the year, and certainly their playoff run has been remarkable as well.
Glad you're with us on this Saturday. Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. We're getting you ready for Super Bowl 57. Yep, we've hit on Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. Let's pivot. We got to talk about Mahomes and how mobile will he be with this ankle injury. And you just have to wonder if it's going to be able to hold up.
Yeah, I think it will. I mean, you can always tweak something. You know, at this stage of the Super Bowl, if somebody's got a bump and a bruise somewhere, right? And that can always come back to haunt you. But, you know, Patrick Mahomes, he's such a careful player. You know, he's so savvy in the pocket. He knows where to slide. He knows how to avoid contact. He's very elusive. And then also he can suck up the pain, too. I mean, what he did in the AFC Conference Championship game, scrambling, for that first down and then the additional yards as he got knocked out of bounds too, it shows you how tough of a competitor Patrick Mahomes is. And I call him Superman because the guy is capable on every play to make something special happen. So I think we'll get the closer to 100% version of Patrick Mahomes, which makes the Super Bowl even more exciting.
And who do you think will be the X factor in this game?
I think is Miles Sanders. And in fact, I bet him to win Super Bowl MVP, because if the Eagles can lean on their running game, if they do get the running game revved up, and if Miles Sanders can break out and have some big plays in addition to multiple touchdowns, I think he has a legitimate chance of winning Super Bowl MVP. We haven't seen a running back win Super Bowl MVP since Terrell Davis with the Broncos, and they had a similar game plan. They wanted to run it, and Terrell Davis certainly against the Packers had a well of a game. So that's the X factor. I think if Miles Sanders gets established and that running game gets established, that can make it very interesting for the Eagles in terms of winning the Super Bowl.
You were listening to the voice of Mike Pritchard. He is the lead NFL analyst at VSiN, former wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons, Denver Broncos, and the Seattle Seahawks, and one of five players in the NFL history to catch more than 200 passes in their first three seasons. And, you know, when we step back and we just are reflecting on Super Bowl 57, it's special. It's significant for a number of reasons. And I wanted to talk to you about this as far as it being the first Super Bowl to feature two black starting quarterbacks. So, you know, let's take time to honor the men who came before Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. And immediately who comes to my mind is Doug Williams. I mean, Super Bowl MVP in 1988. That's when we were like seniors in high school, Michael.
Pretty much. Actually, that was my sophomore year in college.
Oh, okay. So, all right. You got me beat.
Yeah. I was already in college. And I was, you know, I was in Boulder, Colorado. So Denver Broncos were at that Super Bowl, obviously representing the AFC. And that was a proud moment, just watching Doug Williams and, you know, how he persevered from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah. And then, okay, you wind up with that franchise with Washington. And the game, he actually got hurt in that game. You were just talking about Patrick Mahomes and tweaking his ankle. Doug Williams slipped and he landed awkwardly and really severely hurt himself in that game. But yet he was able to come back and ambush the Broncos throwing the football. I think he had four touchdown passes. And it was an incredible, incredible performance. But you're right. I mean, it's monumental. You know, we celebrate Black history as well in the country, and February is a prominent month, you know, in January as well. But it's like two quarterbacks to establish this moment, you know, and you don't think about it, I think, along the way. At least I didn't. Jalen Hurts is an incredible story, incredible quarterback, and then Patrick Mahomes, he's been so consistent, and it's no shock that they're back in a Super Bowl. So, but to have two starting quarterbacks leading their franchises, and they happen to be African-American, I mean, it is a monumental moment. But, you know, I'm one of those guys, too, that don't want to define color. You know, I think it is monumental, and it should be noticed, and it should be talked about, and it should be celebrated. But if we can get beyond distinguishing people based on color, that'd be awesome as well.
Absolutely. Glad you're with us at SportsMap Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. We are going one-on-one with Mike Pritchard, retired NFL player, 13th pick, VSiN host analyst, for not only the NFL, but also college football. And I just think about Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, what a platform and an opportunity to honor and to remember the past, because it's the guys that came before him that helped make this dream possible, right? That's what we're talking about.
I mean, yes, and it continues, too. I mean, if you are, for instance, Shedeur Sanders, you know, and Deion Sanders' son is at my alma mater at the University of Colorado. And so you look at these quarterbacks on the stage that's going to come up here in the Super Bowl, then you dare to dream, and that's what it really means. I mean, I think we all overcome obstacles in our lives, in our competitive lives as well, and you know, we shouldn't have certain obstacles in the first place. But if you can persevere, and you know, we saw Jalen Hurts get benched in the national championship game, look at his perseverance and look at his tenacity and his evolution. And now he's on the biggest stage of them all, starting in the Super Bowl.
Just a few more minutes. SportsMap Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show with Mike Pritchard. What a great way to kick off our program. And one of your former teams, of course, talking about the Broncos. I got to have you weigh in on Russell Wilson. How should he feel about Sean Payton as his new head coach?
Scared. I think Sean Payton's going to get in there and ask a lot of Russell Wilson, of Russell Wilson in terms of humbling himself to a point in which he can improve. You know, a lot of times we let our ego get out in front of us as competitors. And but like the Greek freak has said, Giannis Antetokounmpo, I mean, he said that, look, your ego is in the past. You can't live off the past.
Yes.
And, you know, I think Russell has done that. Russell Wilson has done that. Mm-hmm. And now he's with a new team and got another new head coach. And he's going to have to change his ways. He's going to have to become coachable. And I think Sean Payton is going to be the guy to bring it out of him. He's probably the only guy that could bring it out of him, because he's elevated above Russell, and he's asserted his authority too, which I think needed to happen with the Broncos. So we'll see how Russell Wilson responds. If he responds in a negative way, then it's not going to get any better for the Broncos.
Hey, I didn't mean to digress too much, but it is your former team, so I got to put you on the spot a little bit. What are your expectations for the Broncos after going 5-12?
Well, they're going to improve from there. I believe so. You still have Kansas City. Yeah, you still have Kansas City you have to catch up to. You still have the Chargers, who are going to build off of the season that they had this past season in terms of getting to the playoffs. Kellen Moore is going over there to help out Justin Herbert, which I think is going to be refreshing. A very, very talented football team. We'll see what the Raiders do. I mean, there's rumors that the Raiders could get Aaron Rodgers, you know, and that's a game changer. So I think the Broncos will be better in terms of wins or losses, but I'm going to have a wait-and-see approach in terms of if they make the playoffs or not.
NFL alum, he is the lead NFL analyst at VSEN. Looking forward to tomorrow's big game, the Super Showdown. Who you got, Mike?
I have a lean right now towards the Eagles, okay. But I don't know. I feel like I might change my mind to the Chiefs. I might.
Come on, you got to commit, Mike.
I know, I do need to commit. So I committed to, I think we're going to have a shootout or a great game, and therefore I'll commit to the over 51 there coming up in a big game.
Okay, good stuff. Give him a follow on Twitter, at M.I. Pritchard, and we look forward to another conversation here real soon. Thank you so much for helping us kick off our program.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way. The fastest 2 hours in radio, Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the Sports Map Radio studios, here's Elissa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, welcome back. It is a big week here at Sports Map Radio Network as we continue to get you ready for the most anticipated sports championship, Super Bowl 57, of course, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. We're going to break it all down because it has certainly been not only a big week leading up to Super Bowl 57, and we're looking forward to the big game tomorrow, but a historic week as LeBron James breaks Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's NBA record, and we got to talk some NBA. We got to hit the hardwood. So we're delighted to open up our Progressive Insurance phone lines and welcome in from DraftKings. We love him, and that is Julian Edlow. Hello, Julian.
Hello, how we doing?
Hey, we're doing great. We are ready to hoop it up and talk some NBA, but we want you to weigh in on Super Bowl 57. Who you got and why?
I am on the Chiefs in this one.
Nice.
I know the Eagles have been a popular opinion throughout the week, and I understand why. They're the better team overall. They have the better O-line, the better D-line, probably more talented receiver crew. The most interesting question somebody's asked me about the Super Bowl so far, I think, is what is this line if you switch the quarterbacks, meaning put Patrick Mahomes on the Eagles put Jalen Hurts on the Chiefs? I would say it would be like Eagles minus -7. that's the type of impact that Mahomes has on a number. He's a dog here. Obviously, he's 7-1-1 against the spread as an underdog in his career. But it's not necessarily that trend or angle that has my attention. I just think the Eagles, they haven't played. Jalen Hurts hasn't played in a close game since before Christmas, that game against Chicago where he got hurt. And they kind of sneak past the Bears. Chiefs have been there, done that with this coach, most of this crew, and of course the quarterback. I think that the offensive line for Kansas City is going to be good enough to give Mahomes time, and I think he's going to be perfectly fine on that ankle, but good enough to give Mahomes time against that really good Eagles defensive line. I think that Chris Jones in that defensive line for the Chiefs is going to be good enough to make some plays against a really good Philly O-line that's been really good protecting Hurts. In general, I just think this is going to be a close game, which the Eagles haven't played in ages, and Mahomes has just become known for at this point, playing in these crunch time moments. So Philly's got a great team. They'll have a chance to maybe get back 1 year, but I'm going with the Chiefs in this one, who are getting overlooked all of a sudden. People overlooked them in the AFC title game at home against Cincy. And now they're getting overlooked in the Super Bowl, so I like that angle.
Hey, he is back from DraftKings, host of the Unreasonable Odds podcast, Julian Edlow, our very special guest here in Hour 1 at Sports Map Radio Network, the Big East Sports Show. He has already provided, from a betting standpoint, who he likes in the Super Bowl. That is the Chiefs. Talk to me some more about Patrick Mahomes. And just the biggest question I have, everybody's talking about it, as far as in terms of his mobility with that ankle injury. I mean, how do you think, from start to finish, how do you think that's going to hold up?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to think of an example in recent memory where the 2 weeks that you get off between the Super Bowl has helped a team more than it helps the Chiefs in this situation. Not only do you have Mahomes kind of noticeably limping towards the end of that AFC Championship game, you have, you know, his top three receivers getting dinged up in that game. You have your top cornerback leaving that game injured. This 2 weeks off, I have no concerns, honestly, about Mahomes' ankle at this point. With this much time off, seeing what he was able to do with 1 week off for the last game, now you have 3 weeks, one game in between since the injury occurred. I'm pretty confident that Mahomes is going to be in good shape for this game. Now, we didn't have word on who his pass catchers would be until early in the week of the Super Bowl. If you're talking from a prop standpoint, you know, the number goes up on the board for the Super Bowl, the spread, 2 weeks in advance. We didn't get Kansas City receiving props until about 5 days before the game. So once those receivers came in, and, you know, Kadarius Toney practicing, going to play, MVS, Juju, he's going to have all those guys, which I think really helps. So all those injuries, not just Mahomes, it seems like they're in pretty good, better shape than we maybe thought when all that Eagles money came in immediately following those championship Sunday games.
DraftKings Julian Edlow with us at Sports Map Radio Network, the Big East Sports Show. We'd love for you to connect with us live on Twitter at eRadio Sports. Give Julian a follow at Julian Edlow, E-D-L-O-W. And as we look ahead to this quarterback matchup tomorrow, would a win mean more for Mahomes or for Hurts?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think anybody, put it this way, I don't think anybody would count it, hold it against Hurts if he lost this game, even though Philly's favored. Like, I don't think people are looking at Jalen Hurts like, oh, he's got to have an amazing game to win it. They're looking at the Eagles as a team, saying that they need to get this done because of all the pieces that they have. They're in position to get this Super Bowl done. Whereas Mahomes is obviously a legacy guy. People are talking about it. You know, he starts his career going to 5 straight AFC Championship games, 3 Super Bowls now. Is he going to be a guy that can, you know, put up a fight as give some competition to Tom Brady in terms of, like, the greatest of all time? So I think if Mahomes now drops this and goes to a losing record in the Super Bowl, that would be a tougher look for him than Hurts getting there and losing and saying, well, we have this great team. We'll see if we can get back. But nobody's kind of putting all the weight on Jalen Hurts' shoulders to go out there and get this done for the Eagles. Even with them dropping the 2 games that he was out, it did show his value. He was the front runner to win the MVP when he got hurt. Hurts is a great player. But I think you put Mahomes against almost anyone, and it becomes a bigger game for him, given the legacy that we expect him to leave when it's all said and done.
Chiefs, Eagles, State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Looking forward to the big matchup tomorrow. We've got to have you weigh in on the Battle of the Brothers. I mean, how cool is that with Travis and Jason Kelce?
Yeah, it's awesome. We got the coaching Super Bowl matchup with the Niners and the Ravens, whatever that was, 10, 11 years ago. And now we get it with brothers playing, which I think is cooler in some ways. Obviously, the chess match of having the two brothers, calling the plays against each other is pretty cool. It would be even cooler, honestly, if we were going to see them kind of go head-to-head in some way. They were both going to be on the field at the same time, which obviously they won't. But nonetheless, it's going to be pretty cool to see how they kind of react to each other pre and post game.
Julian, we are starting to run out of time, but we got to move ahead our conversation. So LeBron James tops Kareem as the scoring king. So how does this achievement shape LeBron's legacy, passing Kareem as the all-time leading scorer?
Yeah, it's impressive, no doubt. I don't think this was something that LeBron was necessarily gunning for. You know, you don't think of him as just a scorer. He's such a well-rounded player. But it speaks to his longevity, I think. You know, he came in as an all-star level player right away. He's an all-star level player 20 years later. And as he said, still has plenty of miles left. So I just think it speaks mostly to his longevity as a, you know, elite level player in the league to so easily get to a record like this, and have so much in his future to be able to you know, keep going.
Yeah. And also, I think one of the big headlines this week, of course, was the Suns acquire Kevin Durant from the Nets. And now it seems like, at least in my mind, the Suns are now the team to beat in the Western Conference. What say you?
Yeah, they could use, you know, the Bridges loss is big in my mind. He did a lot for them. Now, obviously, you got to do what you got to do to get Kevin Durant. You're not going to give up nothing. Phoenix does need to kind of add a fourth or a fifth guy to that lineup they'll have. Chris Paul, Booker, Durant, heck of a trio. You got Ayton in the mix. They just play defense and rebound. And who's that next guy going to be? It's probably going to be Torrey Craig, who is, you know, he's got good size and he can play D on the perimeter. I'd love to see them do something to get another guy to play with that core four that they have. But yeah, the impact of Durant coming there, the West is wide open. I think, you know, Kyrie Irving has burned a lot of bridges throughout the league over the last few years, but he's in a contract year. Keeping him in a situation where he's motivated for a contract and just a few months burst with Dallas, he's in a situation where him and Luka Doncic could make a run. The Warriors loading up at the deadline, they're in a place once Curry gets healthy, they can make a run. The Clippers have all the talent in the world. So I think the West is just, you know, and that Denver, one seed, Jokic going for three straight MVPs. So I think the West is in a really competitive spot. But the Suns certainly just took themselves from trending down since that NBA Finals appearance to at least in the mix as one of the few favorites. And if you just want to go from an odds standpoint, since the Durant trade, the Suns are the favorites in the Western Conference at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Hey, Julian, I've got about 30 seconds. So who won the blockbuster deal? I mean, when you talk about KD being traded to the Suns for three players and four first-round picks.
Yeah, I think it's as simple as this. If the Suns get a title, they win it.
Okay.
If they don't, Brooklyn wins it. I'll make it simple for you.
Okay, good stuff. Hey, Julian Edlow, give him a follow on Twitter at Julian Edlow, DraftKings, host of Unreasonable Odds podcast. Always brings it on our show. And thank you so much for joining us here in hour number one.
You're listening to the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the Sports Map Radio studios, here's Elissa Walker Campbell.
Okay, welcome back. Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We love to connect with our audience across the country, always live on many different platforms at eRadio Sports. You can hook up with us on Twitter and info@eradiosports.com, podcastarena.com. If you missed any of our guests, download our app. Never miss a moment with the latest sporting news, trending stories, and all the highlights. And of course, we're powered and brought to you by Progressive Insurance. And Progressive Insurance drivers who switch and save nearly $700 on average. Call or click today and find out if we can save you hundreds on your car insurance. As promised, Super Bowl 57 coverage does continue. The countdown is on for the big game tomorrow. We've got Super Bowl 57. And you know what else is going on in the state of Arizona? The PGA Tour WM Phoenix Open is underway. It is truly the ultimate sporting doubleheader for the city. Thrilled to have back with us. We want him to weigh in. We want to get his perspective. And that is Gary Williams from Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio, and check out his show, host of At 5 Club Golf. How are you, Gary? Good to have you with us this weekend.
Alyssa, I'm doing great. I hope you are. This is, like you said, this is the marriage of the PGA Tour with America's passion, which is American football. And this is a unique week, and I understand some people who don't particularly care for it. I love it.
Well, as a golf fan, this is a huge sports weekend in Arizona with the Super Bowl being there. Are you there? I mean, you talk about the ultimate experience.
I'm not this year. I've done both events. I have not done both in the state of Arizona. I've been on the 16th hole. We did it on Golf Channel for quite a few years, and it's extraordinary to think about the commitment people have to being on that hole literally hours before they see a live golf shot. It's very cool, and I do miss it to a degree, but I'm looking forward to watching over the next couple of days, and obviously through Sunday.
Well, it is going to be fascinating to watch. The WMM Open at TPC Scottsdale Stadium course features 22 of the top 25 golfers in the world. It is a star-studded event, and truly, we talked about it on the program today. It's one of the wildest parties in American sports. So how would you explain it, especially as you were just alluding to the famous par 3, the 16th hole?
You know, I've been very lucky to cover big events in sports beyond golf. I obviously, was at Golf Channel, was exclusively covering the game. But prior to that, I've covered the Indy 500. I've done the Kentucky Derby. I've been to World Series. The enormity of this week at TPC Scottsdale, it absolutely matches in terms of the scale of the footprint itself, in addition to the massive humanity that is on the property, that of a Kentucky Derby, as well as an Indy 500 when, IndyCar racing was in its heyday, which is not right now, but decades ago. When you're talking about 250,000 people dedicated to consuming what is in front of them, and there are a lot of people this week are not going to watch many golf shots. Doesn't matter. They're there for the scene. And I'm really struck when something like this can be put together and executed, because logistically, size, the parking, all of it is, and then you get to where the competition is actually occurring. And obviously, a golf course is much larger than a motor speedway, but even that's 2.5 miles around. I mean, you can stack like multiple Michigan stadiums inside the infield of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. That's what this week is. It's one of the most enormous sporting events in America, and it happens to be a golf tournament.
Gary Williams, our special guest at Sports Map Radio, the Big E Sports Show, Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio, host and partner of At Five Clubs Golf. Check them out online. And as we talk about the WM Open at TPC Scottsdale, let's have you share about what this does for the game of golf, because a lot of non-maybe golfing fans, they're intrigued by this. They want to watch, and perhaps, they'll pick up the game.
Yeah, I think that this is the kind of week where and again, I think golf's done an effective job over the last 5 to 10 years of trying to, unbutton that top button and just take it easy. It doesn't have to be that serious. It's golf. And I think that there's been an infusion of youth into the game through green grass type of activities. And I'm talking about, things like Top Golf or even shorter courses, par three courses, experiences you can do at night. And those types of things, I think, have allowed people a more comfortable, less intimidating entry point. Money, time, and also, we are all self-conscious to some degree. You put a newcomer on an 18-hole golf course, and you're going, okay, this is too much for me.
Yeah.
But if you put me on a multi-deck facility that has some technology, and we can have food, we can have drinks, like Top Golf, this may be my entry point. And for people who may view the game, this is loud golf. And you can say, well, I kind of like this. Maybe I will put my toe in the water a little bit more. And it's at the time of the year where, like I said, America's passion is American football. The curtain is coming down on that. And we're in the dead of winter. And if you don't particularly care for the NHL or you kind of are ambivalent about the NBA, and golf and the golf season is right around the corner, this is a good opportunity for golf, and it's used through the PGA Tour to attract people to at least be curious about some way to maybe participate. And it doesn't mean buying a set of clubs and going and playing 18 holes. There are other ways to do it in places like Popstroke, which is, Tiger's Enterprise, and the Puttery, and these types of golf centric experiences are allowing people different ways to see if they have an interest or not. And this is a way of allowing people to see if they have an interest through the viewership of watching the best players in the world in front of an audience that is very unlike what they're going to hear or see on a week-to-week basis.
Absolutely. This atmosphere, it's so good for the game of golf. Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio. We love him. Gary Williams. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Gary1Up. And also check out his show, at 5 Clubs Golf. Fascinating, compelling interviews. Truly does bring the biggest and best in sports. And we're going to highlight that here in just a moment. Had a one-on-one interview with legend Butch Harmon. So tell us a little bit about, as far as this weekend, what are your expectations for the greatest show on grass? I mean, who do you favor? Who do you think is going to win, Gary?
You know, you can fall in any direction, and you're likely going to, you know, find yourself aligned with a top 10 player in the world. I think it's great that some of these guys who, whatever the world ranking might be, we consider to be the best, and they happen to be playing exceptionally well. And I'm talking about guys like John Rahm and Rory, who have started the year kind of the way that they ended the year, which is by winning. And I expect both of them to be in the middle of this. I like Max Homa this week. Why not?
Yeah.
Exactly. So I think that we could have, you mentioned the statistics as far as who's in the field. This is the first of what is going to be beyond the major championships, a handful of times with these elevated designated events to have the best players, you know, congregating simultaneously. So I like chalk, like the best of the best, to play well this week. And, you know, what we're going to see is we're going to see a lot of birdies made. This, you know, it's a golf course. It's like playing in a dome. There's usually very little weather that affects, you know, the way these guys are going to approach playing the golf course. And there are opportunities late on this golf course with the 2 par 5s on the back, not to mention 17, which can be drivable, the par 4, which I think it's such the undercard after the main event because of what 16 is. But 17 is a massive build-out. So, and look, an 18 has been reduced to, you know, a driver and a flip wedge. You can see someone come home in 30. I think you're going to see very low scoring, and I expect one of the top 5 to 7 players in the world to win this golf tournament.
Quickly, Gary, connect with our audience. Where can they go and find you on the dial?
I really appreciate it. As you mentioned, I've got a regular weekly show on the PGA Tour Radio Network on Sirius XM. It's called 5 Clubs. And then if they go to Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, just put in 5 Clubs Golf. And we are getting ready to launch our website, which will have the library of all of the interviews, not just me, but Gil Hands, Jay Billis, Emma Carpenter, who covers college golf for us. We're excited about that next chapter. I'm starting to write again, so you're going to be able to see, you know, my thoughts in the written word as well. That'll be at 5clubsgolf.com. So just 5 Clubs Golf, and you'll find us on all the different platforms.
Hey, listen, we always appreciate you carving out some time, and enjoy the WM Phoenix Open coverage and Super Bowl 57. Give me a quick bold prediction. Come on, Gary.
You know what, Alyssa, I'm going to take the Chiefs because of 15. The guy is the best player on the field. He's one of the greatest we've ever seen. And I think at the end of the game, if he's got the ball, he's going to figure out a way to win. So I'm going to take the Chiefs in what I hope and expect to be a very, very competitive game. I'll go Kansas City.
Hey, and Gary Woodland would agree with you, too. He's real close with Patrick. Thanks so much for dropping by, Gary.
Alyssa, thank you.
You're listening to the Big E Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the Sports Map Radio Studios, here's Elissa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, welcome back. Hour 2, Sports Map Radio Network, the Big E Sports Show. Many different ways to connect with us. Always live on Twitter, at eRadio Sports. We love to engage with our audience. info@eradiosports.com. Perhaps if you missed Hour 1, you can go back and listen. We make it so easy at Podcast Arena. .com and download our app. Never miss a moment with the latest sporting news, trending stories, and all the latest highlights. Of course, our program being powered and sponsored by Progressive Insurance. For a job you will love, you know what? Visit progressive.com/careers. Well, it is here. The season finale has finally arrived. Super Bowl 57. Chiefs-Eagles will square off tomorrow at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. And there truly are so many compelling storylines. Time now to welcome in our next guest, and that is John Eisenberg. He is a Baltimore-based author, longtime columnist. We love his work, and he's got a brand new book that will be released in the month of September. Mark it down. It is titled Rocket Men, The Black Quarterbacks Who Revolutionized Pro Football. John, you've been on our program before. Good afternoon, and it's great to have you back.
Well, thanks for having me. It's really, really a pleasure to be on with you, as always.
Well, congratulations on your new book. The countdown's on for that as well. As I mentioned, it will be released in the month of September. You can pre-order, I would assume, on Amazon. But before we highlight that, we want you to weigh in on the big game tomorrow. Who has the advantage in your mind, the Eagles or the Chiefs?
I'm picking the Eagles to win this game, I think. The Eagles, the Chiefs are great. Patrick Mahomes is wonderful, and he's on the cover of my new book along with Warren Moon, so that would obviously be a great thing. But I think the Eagles are really good. I mean, this is a really good team. They always look good in the Super Bowl, but this 70 sacks, I think one of the third highest sack totals in NFL history. And then just an outstanding offensive line, one of the best that I've seen. Lots of weapons on offense, pressure on defense. To me, that adds up to that's just too much. I think they're going to pull this game out.
Well, and the level of concern, you know, when we talk about the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, his right ankle, how might this limit him?
Well, I guess we'll find out, right? I mean, 2 weeks, he made it through the championship game, although he was hobbling around. So a high ankle sprain usually does not go away in 2 weeks or 3 weeks since he's had the injury. So I think it will be a bit of an issue. And I think it might be a little bit of an issue in this game. I don't think the Eagles are going to let him off the hook. They bring a lot of pressure. They're really good. And I think Mahomes will have his hands full.
You know, your new book, we're going to talk about that as far as with quarterbacks. But when we think about Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, what separates them as QBs? What makes them different?
Well, they're different kind of quarterbacks. Certainly, the things that I would say that they do have in common is great poise, first and foremost. Hurts has just been a revelation. He was drafted in the second round. He was drafted as a backup. The Eagles had just given Carson Wentz a huge contract, I think over $100 million guaranteed money. And so they did not envision Hurts as a starter. They thought, well, he'll be insurance and our backup, and that's great. And so Wentz played so poorly that first year in 2020 that they put Hurts in, and there's no looking back, and he just plays with such poise. His talent is obvious. But, when you get into the quarterback, the black quarterback narrative, so much doubt over the years about sort of the between the ears part of it. I mean, that was what the problem was for so long, so many doubts. And Hurts is one that very clearly, the more important the situation, the better he performs, great poise. And it's wonderful to watch. And Mahomes, of course, has that just unbelievable arm, one of the best arms I think anyone has ever seen. But I think what gets lost sometimes with him is how well he performs under pressure. Again, great poise. When the Chiefs won the Super Bowl a few years ago, they were behind in every playoff game, behind significantly, double digits, I think, in all three of their wins. And he just stayed calm and brought the team back with these offensive explosions. So I love the fact that these are two guys that just sort of flaunt the narrative, the old sort of dated narrative about black quarterbacks that caused so many problems for so long. They just flaunt how wrong it was.
Best-selling author, longtime sports columnist from Baltimore, that is John Eisenberg, who is joining us up close and personal to share about his brand new book at Sports Map Radio Network. It is titled Rocket Men, The Black Quarterbacks Who Revolutionized Pro Football. But let's talk some more and get everybody ready for the big game tomorrow. You highlighted a hit a little bit on Patrick Mahomes, but talk some more about Jalen Hurts. You talk about an overcomer. He's proven all the skeptics wrong, and we just have to wonder, how are they going to deal with his mobility? Because he gives a lot of teams headaches.
He does, and that's what the quarterback position has become in many respects in the NFL. I mean, he's really the embodiment of what has happened to the quarterback position. If you really go back and study what happened with black quarterbacks for many years, NFL football and the scouts and the personnel people, they will tell you back in the day, they wanted drop back quarterbacks, straight, big arms, straight drop back. Mobility was not necessary. Was not necessary at all. It was a classic passer's game, and really that didn't change a whole lot. And for decades, that really didn't change until about 2010 when you saw the generation. I mean, you had people along the way, Michael Vick and some people, but then Cam Newton comes in and RG3 and the early Colin Kaepernick and Russell Wilson and those guys. And I think NFL football finally changed and said, you know, maybe it's a good idea to have these quarterbacks that are mobile. We can make it work. And let's adapt to them instead of making them adapt to us. And that's when you really started to see opportunities open up for black quarterbacks. Jalen Hurts is a classic example of that. He comes in, he's a fine passer. He's an excellent passer. He can throw on the run. His arm is never a problem, but he can also run. And, he's not going to be just a crazy runner like Lamar Jackson, but he's a very, very solid runner. And so he just embodies what the modern NFL quarterback is as of the last 10 or 15 years, and that is a guy that can do it all.
Well, and that is certainly one of the biggest storylines when we talk about Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, that they will be the first quarterbacks to start in a Super Bowl. And Super Bowl history is being made in Black History Month. So this is significant in this Super Bowl duel, two black quarterbacks.
It's very significant. I've seen some commentary, mm-hmm. heard some commentary where people say, you know, it's not that big a deal because black quarterbacks obviously have become much more prevalent in the NFL, which is a great thing and certainly true. There's no question about that. However, if you study the history as I did, and it took me 3 years to write this book and really dig deep, there was so much denial by stereotype for so long. Anything like this is a great thing to see. Plus, in terms of really one of the last obstacles to fall was there's a lot of belief in the NFL. Could a black quarterback take you all the way? I mean, Doug Williams won the Super Bowl with the Redskins back in the late 1980s. But after he won, I believe it was 24 straight years where white quarterbacks won the Super Bowl. So you're getting up close to Super Bowl 50. There's only been one black quarterback to win. And so all that has changed finally. I mean, Russell Wilson became the second one, 2013 season, I believe. And then Patrick Mahomes the third 3 years ago, or was it 2 years ago? I'm not sure, but fairly recently. So the winner in Sunday's game will be the fourth black quarterback to win a Super Bowl. That's out of 57 Super Bowls. So I would say, yes, it's really important to show the world that there is no doubt about it. We know black quarterbacks are every bit as good. There's really no color at that position anymore. However, it's still important to show they can take you all the way. And with two starters, we're assured of that for the first time. It's a great thing to see.
Well, no matter who wins tomorrow, one of those quarterbacks are going to make history. And Doug Williams, I just have to wonder what's going through his mind. It would be hard not to get emotional just to think about all the young men that he has inspired throughout the years.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Doug is a great interview and is just a super guy. He's in the Commander's front office these days and very, very unafraid to talk about what he went through and what the situation was. And yes, you go back and look at that and what an important moment that was. And, after that game, Eddie Robinson, the Grambling coach who had really primed him to become the first black quarterback in the NFL, you know, he was at that game, he hugged him afterwards and they were both in tears, you know, and he said, "You are the Jackie Robinson of football today." And, Doug still cries when he tells you that story. So, and it's been all these years later. So he definitely gets the big picture and certainly Warren Moon as well is just a key figure in this story. Guys that really had the opportunity and made the most of it and showed the world what they could do. Just such transformative historical figures, and it was just a pleasure to talk to them.
Super Bowl 57, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, they are chasing greatness. We've been going one-on-one with John Eisenberg. Go to johneisenberg.com. You can pre-order his brand new book that is going to be released in the month of September. It is titled Rocket Men, the Black Quarterbacks Who Revolutionized Pro Football. And also give him a follow on Twitter at @bmoreeisenberg. And John, we will circle the wagons. We want to visit with you when fall rolls around and shine the spotlight on your book. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Great as always to be with you.